Welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue Zuchar Miriam Perik Beis, Shir number 13. Chavetz Chaim tells us we have to feel the pain. We have to feel our pain. She yagish v'machoivov. V'hinei ha-menugo b'machlo zu shel hegel dibur mesurim. Says the Chavetz Chaim, a person who is plagued. He's plagued with his machlo. Of speaking words that are forbidden. It's like a person who's very sick but doesn't realize the severity of his illness. The Be'esha Machlo Imedes Betakufa Motsoisha Ene Magish Klau. And at the time when this illness is spreading throughout his body, he has no idea what's going on. And when the doctors want to give him medicine, he refuses. He says, what do I need it for? I'm fine. I'm not sick. However, after a few days, after this person refused to accept any medicine, any advice from the doctors, he starts to feel the pain. Now he's feeling the pain. And he tells the doctor, he feels the pain. He feels he's sick. And now he needs the medicine. But the doctor says, at this point in time, I can't give you any medicine anymore. Make sure you dive into Hashem. Kain hu b'inyoneinu, says the Chofetz Chaim. It's the same thing by us. When a person is mekalkel his loshein, he ruins his speech, his dibur. And he speaks hundreds of words throughout the day, and if he's not cognizant of the halachas, he's not aware of the importance of watching what he's saying, there's no question that this person will transgress Gaiva, Inos Dvarim, flattery, lying, Lashon Hara, tail-bearing, trickery, Machloikis, embarrassing people, Leitzanus, Kas, Vo'oid, says the Chofetz Chaim. Valkulam Dvarim Betelim, he said this many times, how wasting time is so, so horrific. And Dvarim Betelim, just damn idle chatter of nonsense. It says the Chofetz Chaim, it's not common a person is going to transgress in all of these Yisurim at one time. However, many of them, through the course of the day and the weeks, there's no question he'll transgress with most of them. And the person himself thinks, no, I didn't do anything wrong. There's no Aveira here. And the reason, says the Chofetz Chaim, because something that's not on a person's mind from the Gemara of the Zohar, he doesn't pay attention to. Something that's not on your mind, you're not contemplating, you're not thinking about, you don't even realize. Even if you say, Al-Chayt in Yom Kippur, he thinks, what did I do wrong? I never did an Aveira. But we have an obligation. We have to say Al-Chayt. So I will do my part and say Al-Chayt as well.